This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The U.S. Census began yesterday in Tuksuk Bay. Inclement weather kept the census workers from flying into the community in the morning as scheduled, but finally, in the afternoon, the weather lifted and the census crew landed. U.S. Census Bureau Director Stephen Dillingham issued the first survey. The community had selected their oldest resident to be the first person in the nation counted, Lizzie Chimiwok. The census will now roll out across Alaska. The U.S. Constitution requires the government count the number of people living in the United States every 10 years. The numbers determine how many representatives each state gets in the U.S. House and how much government money that's available to communities over the next decade. A trip on a local trail last week ended in death. Eliza Anvil, age 22, headed out of Nunapichuk on a snow machine at around 4 p.m. Thursday afternoon with a friend. Less than a day later, her body was found near the trail. She and the friend were headed to Bethel. The friend returned to Nunapichuk just after midnight alone on foot. An hour later, when Anvil still had not shown up, Alaska State Troopers were called. Village and tribal police in Nunapichuk and Kasigluk searched for her in their villages overnight but came up empty. The next morning, when the search expanded to the tundra trail between Bethel and Nunapichuk, Bethel Search and Rescue found a snow machine on its side along the trail and later Elizana Anvil's body. It was 11:15 Friday morning when Search and Rescue notified troopers that Anvil had been found about 2 miles off the main trail and about 4 miles from her snow machine. Troopers went to retrieve the body for transport to the State Medical Examiner's Office in Anchorage. The trooper report says it looks as if Elizana Anvil died from exposure after walking alone for several miles. Her family has been notified. This week is the last meeting that Bethel resident Mark Springer will chair of the Alaska Marijuana Control Board. Governor Mike Dunleavy decided not to reappoint Springer to another term. KYUK's Johanna Urich talked with Springer about the work he and other members of Alaska's first marijuana board did to regulate what had been an illegal substance as it made the transition to a legal Alaska industry.
At first, it was just coming up with the basic regulations. That took a year.
You know, we ended up with 9 chapters.
Mark Springer says the biggest issue was and remains on-site consumption. There were concerns about people smoking and driving and air pollution.
Toking up was the big issue. The Lung Association, the Heart Association, the Cancer Society, they said, how are you going to do this? How are you going to protect employees from unintended inhalation of combustion products?
The regulations the board developed were tough.
I'm really proud of having been involved with now to, be able to help get a new industry started here in the state. We're very fortunate, I think, that the board was diligent enough in what we did to not get any negative attention from the legislature.
The regulations were so tough that the board turned down its first application to create a place to consume marijuana. Soon the board will have another crack at the issue because there are 2 more applications in the works for on-site consumption.
It took the board a couple of years and a half to finally get some regulations written. But I think that we're going to see some on-site consumption endorsements approved here pretty quickly. I think we have one at our meeting coming up in Juneau this week.
Springer, as he concludes his time on the board, predicts some major changes ahead. He sees a change in the attitude towards what has been a fairly independent board. He sees pressures building from both the administration and legislators to change the way the board operates.
The job of the board is to protect their health and to protect the public safety. The idea that any administration would be coming in and saying, well, you know, we think we can do better than the legislature intended, it just really bothers me.
Springer's term on the Marijuana Control Board ends in March. He says it's been fun. The man who replaces him on the board is Casey DeShank from Dillingham. For KYUK, I'm Johanna Urich.
Another telephone scam is trying to weasel money from Alaskans. Alaska Attorney General Kevin Clarkson says people should avoid giving any information about their Social Security number to unsolicited callers on the phone. Alaskans are being targeted as part of a national scam with callers pretending to be from the Social Security Administration. They try to get you to reveal your Social Security number or give them money by claiming your Social Security number has been suspended because it has been involved in a crime. They ask you to confirm your number to reactivate it. They even say your bank account is going to be seized. It's a sophisticated operation. The law department says you can't even trust the caller ID on your phone during one of these calls because it says the call is from the Social Security Administration, but it's a lie. Scammers are able to put false information on your caller ID. If you get a call making these claims and demanding personal information and money, the state law department suggests you report it to the Consumer Protection Office at 907-269-5200. You can also call the real Social Security Administration at 1-800-772-1213, though a very long wait time is likely. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yuktoon coming up.